Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We have two very special guests coming up. I'll tell you about those next segment. But we can get caught up in this hysteria, the rollout, debating how deadly the virus is. But it doesn't matter. It's the globalist depopulation agenda, the post-human system that they're setting up and establishing. And there has to be an exodus. And that's why you're seeing this clampdown. Every fiber of my body has known for years the simple default common sense situation that we all need to get out of the cities as quickly as possible, because they're going to try to make it impossible with taxation and regulation to not live in the cities. And I'm going to talk about this next segment, but there's a whole agenda to do that. That's why, not like communist communes or anything, but real old-fashioned little towns, people are going to have to get really serious, and they're going to have to run for the hills, because Trump is nothing more than a speed bump to all of this. And you're going to see the churches endorse the mark of the beast. You're going to see world government. You're going to see plagues released upon humanity. This is just the beginning. This is training wheels. This is getting the bicycle out of the box and putting it together. The training wheels will be 200, 300 million dead. You'll stay locked down. You'll behave so that when the real attack comes and billions are dying again, you will all orderly stay in your homes and then die, because it's not going to be a bioweapon that I think they release in the final phase. It's going to be electromagnetic, but they're going to tell you that it's a virus. You'll be throwing up. You'll be bleeding out your nose, bleeding out your eyes by later phases, depending on what type of oscillation they use. And they're just putting microwave systems in everywhere they can just crank up. And scientists all over the world are going and setting up meters. They're like, this 5G is putting out 50, 60, 70 times what's legal. It's like, Mike, and what's legal kills your ass. Just takes a few years. I mean, they are just like, you can see it's like burning everybody. But you can't see it, so it doesn't exist. Just like a high-powered tension line. You know, if you could have X-ray vision like Superman, you look into that cable, you can't see that electricity. You only see the electricity when it's going through other atoms and dust and things that are conducted in the air as it's moving out. But it's nothing but a accelerator. It's nothing but a cyclotron, a superconducting super collider. And they're just firing energy that they spun up in a machine down it. And so, of course, cancer is up tens of thousands of percent what it was 100 years. We're all being fried by the electricity, by all of it, but it's localized. If you walked over to a high-power tension line and you touched it and you were having electricity flow through you, you would burst open. Your eyeballs would pop out of your head. You'd bite your teeth together so hard they'd all break off. Your hair would all fry. You'd cook. Every one of your cells would rupture. You'd go, until you caught on fire in just a few seconds. You ever seen a vulture, like, touch two wires? And then you see a big flash, and then it just falls smoking to the ground? I've seen that a couple times. Saw a grackle, and then I saw a buzzard once do it. And they just fried in a second, touching those wires. Now, you can't see that electricity, but I assure you, if you go over and pull the front off a light socket and stick your pecker in it, you're going to get hurt. You understand? It's real. Electricity is real. They'll probably tell you that's not true, so it's conspiracy theory. Well, what do you think microwave radiation is? And I know everybody already knows this, but you get hit by lightning out there. You see an oak tree hit by lightning and it blows open and fire shoots out? It's so powerful it boils the water in there? Catches it on fire? What do you think's going on out here with all these damn transmitters? That's the kill grid. and it also manipulates our psychology. That's in major studies. So they're just testing the kill rays right now. But they're going to tell you that it's biological. David Icke's absolutely right about that.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that, and I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Civilization is being overthrown. Civilization of, for, and by the people is now being built to have an oppressing architecture, a crushing foreboding, and a physically unhealthy result. Modern city planners by the 50s publicly were instructed by Western intelligence agencies, same thing was done in the Soviet Union, to build the crushing architecture that was declassified in the 80s. Ugly art, pornography, pedophilia, all of it was also funded by the private foundations that actually control the intelligence agencies. Media and Hollywood glamorize intelligence agencies like it's super cool and super cutting edge. And all it is secret so criminal activity can be carried on. And so people can be manipulated and controlled, believing they're part of something elite. But the groups above it are the foundations and the scientific dictators, who themselves are occult magician practitioners. And that's the real hierarchy of the planet. And I've known this, but I've not been selfish, because I've needed to be in a city and run operations against the globalists, knowing that I need to get to rural areas. I need to get to areas where the globalists are, because they're quietly getting laws passed where they're at in New Zealand, in Hawaii, and other areas where certain enclaves of the area is cell phone free, and they have regulations passed that there'll never be cell phones there. And they have areas in Montana, Wyoming, West Virginia, Kauai, Hawaii, Tasmania, Australia. Canada's putting in a lot of elite areas. And they're just buying up the area, so no cell towers are even allowed. And you're going to now see them saying, they're now announcing, Zuckerberg lives in Kauai now. Rockefellers have moved to West Virginia. Why are they moving back there? Why is Prince Charles living half the year in Transylvania now? And it says in an area that doesn't even have electricity in some areas. Because they're not going to be there when they start killing everybody. You know, if you were going to go to a movie theater and release a suitcase full of nerve gas on people, you might want to put a timer on it so you can leave. And then they put out all these movies, hundreds of them, from Zardoz to Moonraker to you name it. How they're bringing in a world government to forcibly depopulate you, and how it's for the greater good. The Kingsman, the list goes on and on. So that when it actually is happening to you, your mind already associates it with entertainment. You're sitting there eating pizza, You're watching the big screen TV at your house, and you're watching The Kingsman, where they send an electromagnetic wave over the cell phone that triggers an area of your brain that makes you violent. You start killing each other. Now, it's not that simple, but they have systems that do that, and that was declassified in 1998. The CIA was in the Baltimore Sun and said, we're testing cell towers radiation to have a calming effect on the public. So, see, it's that first little test to tell you what they're doing. Of course, it's not a calming effect they're trying to have. They're testing because they want control. And the end game is slowly stunning you, dumbing you down, cutting you off, making you feel obsolete. But then because you're middle class or you're wealthy or you've even got a job, you feel like you're better than the third world when you were going to watch them collapse and die. And then they would have already been used as weapons against you, so you'll be happy they're dying because you know the globalists are flooding you with the third world. And see, that's how the equation works. These are very, very smart people when it comes to strategy. And they just have an absolute hatred of people. In the Audubon Society or these other groups that are really eugenics front groups, they get well-meaning people to give them money. But all the major environmental groups, and they had the founder of Greenpeace went public and said this, are really followers of eugenics. And one of their more popular acolytes today, one of their more popular spokespersons, is Dr. Peter Singer, who really runs PETA and who really runs the Animal Liberation Front. And again, he says, kill people at age 70, and you should be able to kill your children up to age 3, and there should be laws to kill Down syndrome folks. And now you see Down syndrome TV shows in Europe where they come into a very high functioning Down syndrome man who's like 25 and they go, you cost 6 times more than everyone else. You're a bad person. You need to die. And he says, I'm sorry. Should I kill myself? They're like, So this is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. So you're not part of the elite. You're not part of the establishment. You want to go find out about this? Go get into the Audubon Society or go get into the Nature Conservancy or get into any of these things that were started for, quote, you know, good reasons of saving Tweety Birds. And then get around these people and who they really are. And you'll find out real quick where the Nazis are really at. The real Nazis, folks. Not liberal, you know, art students that dress up on the weekend and pose as Nazis, you know, for photo ops to make, you know, patriots look bad. I mean the real, real deal. So, it's time for everybody to start exiting the cities. And that was already happening. There's already a massive exodus. Obama put tens of millions of dollars into a program before he left office to, quote, try to stop people moving out of the cities and try to get governments elected. Soros is financing this to where they jack up taxes high enough in the countryside that poor people can't run there. And so these big cities are giant extermination grids. The buildings are full of Wi-Fi and full of hidden cell towers and 5G garbage that is literally just the walls of a building now. They're actually testing. I remember a space and aeronautics professor exposed this like 20 years ago. I thought he was crazy. They had documents how they were going to start having these big metal sports stadiums, and large parts of the stadium will actually be huge broadcast arrays hooked up to satellites and blimps. Turns out it's all true. So they're just putting it all in right now, too, folks. And they can oscillate these things and lower your immunity. And so the media dumbs it down. They go, oh, you're saying there is no such thing as viruses. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the studies are conclusive that massive amounts of this electromagnetic radiation lowers fertility, lowers immunity, and helps viruses get into the cells and helps them replicate. It's a known fact. Okay? And so, everything they're doing is about making us sick, not making us well, and then they extract all our wealth out of us as we die, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is really just a front group for all these other big foundations is in control of the education system, the medical system, the vaccine system, the global tracking system, the currencies, and they're all coming out with this big, massive push to force us onto this grid. So I ask all of you again, what are you going to do about it? We have to establish communities. And I do this low-key, too. We don't want cults. You don't want to call them cults. None of that. You just need to have communities that say, hey, we're not liberal. We're not conservative. We want to conserve humanity. We're pro-human. And just have laws where real safety studies that are out there have to be followed, and where all this crap's prohibited, and we're not going to have the local convicted pedophile come have, you know, the five-year-old sitting in their lap at school, and just where all this evil is not allowed. And they're going to attack those communities. It's okay. That'll drive us closer together and make us stronger. But the exodus has to happen. We have to get out of these cities fast. We can't wait anymore. We've got to launch a worldwide movement to escape the kill grid. The cities are giant mass murder, bioweapon, electromagnetic cookers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guy, but he's not like Fauci, who gives us all these fake models that are now been 30, 40, 50 times worse than what a reality was. No, he's not fun about Bill and Melinda Gates. We're going to be talking to him about solutions and how to counter this and the insanity of what's unfolding. And then a medical doctor, Rashid Batar, is going to be joining us, who's been going viral everywhere. He's a surgeon and a lot more, has three different medical degrees. And he's going to be exposing Fauci and everything else next hour, and Bill and Melinda Gates and their whole eugenics operation, which I got to say, this is very satisfying, even though things are horrible. There's that big silver lining that I would talk about Bill and Melinda Gates being the front people for the robber baron eugenics money that put Hitler in. I mean, there's like, again, Pulitzer Prize winning books, IBM and the Holocaust and stuff about this. It's in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich about IBM. Sure. I mean, this is not debated. And now it's all coming out. It's just a firestorm of people going and finding it. And they're finding clips I've never seen. We'll play next segment where Bill Gates funds. I mean, the name of his foundation is the World Population Control Group. That's what he is. You see it on the news. It'll tell you what it does. 30 million people are starving to death on top of those who are already starving to death, according to the UN. Now, those numbers are accurate. 30 million people. How many have died worldwide from the virus that they're hyping up and counting every death that has these tests for COVID-19 that they admit are all incorrect, almost all of them false positives? If you've ever had the flu in the last year or so, you test positive. If you have the coronavirus, there's thousands of them. Well, that it tests positive COVID-19. And the people that are rallying around the hysteria in the left want to keep America shut down. They want to create a mental illness. They want to create a phobia where you just expect, oh, you can't go in the ocean. Sharks will eat you, even though only about 30 people a year get eaten by sharks worldwide, they estimate. Well, this is a lot worse than that, 193,000 worldwide. And so if you believe those numbers, oh, my gosh, well, out of 7.5 billion people, it's not even a drop in the bucket. The flu kills way more than that worldwide, millions every year. But again, almost always run down drug addicts, people that are on life support. It's sad, but the wind blows, they're going out of the world. And then the battling, and we'll play this next segment with our guest. We're going to him right now. Trump is up there with the Homeland Security Laboratory Director. Like we're five-year-olds. He has to teach us. He's like, sunlight kills it in 30 seconds. It's good to go outside. And all this other stuff, they're like, oh, Trump shouldn't even be up there on the stage. There's no hope. We're all dead. I said sunlight kills viruses. It kills all viruses. And they go, well, you can't say that. You're not a medical doctor. Since when can I not read the medical studies? But everybody knows that sunlight's the best disinfectant. That's a 500-year-old saying. The first thing they called to disinfect it was sunlight. They've got multi-thousand-year-old scrolls saying, if you're sick, go out and get in the sun. People used to worship the damn thing. But I can't even tell you that. They're in the news saying, should Jones be arrested for practicing medicine without a license? Dr. Shiva Adiore, also running for the U.S. Senate. We're very, very excited to have you here with us. ShivaForSenate.com. This is one crazy time to be alive right now. Big picture before we get into how to protect ourselves with the facts. Clearly, they're wanting to keep the economy shut down to bring in total control permanently. They're holding Trump hostage, saying if he doesn't open it up, he's going to cause all these deaths. They're exaggerating the death numbers. What's really going on? Big picture. Does he have audio from us? Let me see if I can get to him on air. Doc, what's the big picture here?
Alex, the big picture is that the, you know, when I started the Fire Fauci campaign, exposing Fauci, no one was willing to take on a medical doctor. And that started going viral. And in response to that, we also started attacking Gates, and we also started attacking the Clinton Global Initiative, because they're all part of this anti-vax, this pro-vaccine platform. And I think what I want to share on your show is that, as you know, the stuff I've been doing is going viral. And in response to that, if you know, I also attack Robert Kennedy Jr., who's part of this. Because as we all know, whenever you attack the establishment is very clever, Alex. They have the not-so-obvious establishment. And the not-so-obvious establishment wakes up because they know that we're about to destroy the medical establishment and the big pharma establishment. And that's what's going on in this country. What I'm really, really concerned about is that Gates is easy to hit, but everyone's leaving Clinton and the other aspect of this establishment alone. And what Bobby Kennedy does, because he's been part of this movement for 17 years, in response to that, he goes and digs up other people to try to do the same rhetoric to make sure that we don't go after the entire establishment, Alex. And there's people out there right now who are talking the same rhetoric, but they're in the Clinton camp.
Well, you're on air now, so just give us what the globalists are doing. Let's talk about it. We're on air.
Well, this is a very serious discussion, and Alex, you've known me for a while. When I go out and attack people, it comes from total integrity. It's not about getting eyeballs or views. There are people, a lot of media channels. You've gone through your own journey, Alex, who are not. There's a set of people who want to tell the truth, and another set of media channels who just want views. And what's occurred in this country is that it's very, very easy to mislead people just through rhetoric. So when you look at this entire platform here, the operating system is Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton and the Chan Zuckerberg Foundations have worked with the WHO, with the Chinese Communist Party, and the CDC to promote this entire vehicle because Big Pharma is failing. They need to put in big vaccines. And as we've gone after them like bloodhounds, particularly with the Fire Fauci campaign and the immune system work I've done, you know what happens, Alex? There are people like Robert Kennedy Jr., who's been in this movement for a long freaking time, who has suppressed this movement from people building a bottoms-up movement, who goes finds other people, like one of the guys you're going to have on your show, and pushes those people forward. They speak the same rhetoric, but they're zippo on Hillary Clinton. Nothing. Because Robert Kennedy endorsed Hillary Clinton 3 times, and the entire Kennedy family, post-John Kennedy, is institutionalized, not-so-obvious establishment.
Well, listen, I know you're in Massachusetts, and so we just so happen to have this other guest that you disagree with on later. You're welcome to get into that person as well.
Let's just stop for a minute.
We're going to go break in a minute. I don't care if guests disagree with other guests on the show. I'm not running a cult here. I know you're a really smart guy. I want to get into the big picture. We don't allow bashing of Hillary Clinton here. I'm joking. You can go after whoever you want. Nobody's censoring you. So when we come back, I want to just start over, and I want to talk about the architecture with Zuckerberg.
We're not going to break.
Satellite hard cut links there. Gotta go to that. But no talking about Hillary ever. That's off limits. We love Hillary. I'm being sarcastic. Okay, we're going to reset here when we come back because this is the big globalist group coming after us. And you can blaze away on the next guy coming on, too. I don't give a damn. I just want to get to the information. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never would deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at ForStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crazy stuff going on here, and I really like Dr. Shiva Adiore. He really is a smart guy. I enjoy hearing him talk. And we happen to have this Dr. Rashid Batar already set up. He's been criticizing Bill Gates. He's been criticizing the vaccines. And, man, Dr. Shiva Adiray was getting really upset, saying, well, I can't be on the same time, you know, with this guy. Well, I'm like, well, you're not going to be on the same time with him. He's like, well, I can't come on. That guy's going to be on. And I'm like, well, I don't do the ultimatum stuff, so... That's just the way it is. And, you know, the show kind of becomes this deal of, oh, this guy's coming up for Hillary Clinton. I'm like, telling him on air and off air, I'm like, go ahead. And if you dislike somebody and you want to come on the show and we're talking about that, you can do it. But so many people, these media shows become who can go on whose show. People always say, don't go on Alex Jones's show. And then people say, well, if you have that person on, I won't go on your show. And I just don't do that. I don't do that. That's not what I'm involved in. Everything's completely transparent here. I guess I'll still have this Dr. Rashid Batar on. I want to hear what he has to say because he's criticizing Bill Gates and talking about Fauci being full of crap. And we know that Fauci is full of baloney. And so we're here exposing that, and that's what we do. So there's that train wreck that you just saw part of off air. And so I think I'm going to just probably table this issue and move on because I don't have time or energy to get involved in all the infighting that goes on. I know that Robert Kennedy Jr. sits up on top of the anti-vaxxer movement like he's the Pope. And he says some good things and does some good things, but I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. And I don't like the fact that Trump hasn't done what he said he would do on vaccines and expose it. And now Bill Gates knows that he can't hide all the sicknesses and illnesses that are being caused. So he goes on CBS News, we played the clip like five times last week, and says, okay, 700,000 people get sick or die from my vaccine, but it's a price worth it to pay. We're going to vaccinate everybody on Earth, and we need governments to give us immunity. So he's telling you this is going to hurt you. 700,000 people are going to get hurt or died, and that's his number of 1 out of 10,000 have a bad reaction. Give me a break. Everyone I know either got polio from the vaccine, my grandmother, they told her that, or I've had family almost die from vaccines. My mom was a UT Masters swimmer winning gold and silver medals against former Olympics folks. She didn't get into it. She was like 30. They ordered her to take the flu shot, almost killed her. No more triathlons for her. So that's the type of stuff going on here. I mean, my whole family has been ravaged by these damn things. And it says on the insert it can kill your ass. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. We're having vaccines forced on us that aren't even classical vaccines, where you take an attenuated dead bacteria or a damaged virus that can't replicate, and you put it into somebody, and they learn an immunity to it. And if you don't have a bad reaction, it helps you sometimes. But the adjuvants then lower your overall immunity to other things. And we know we're not living as long. We know we're not healthy. And these mad scientists are taking control of civilization. Everybody's locked up in their houses and tensions rising. Things are getting crazy because this is the new world order. So enough drama. Let's move on from this, guys. Enough drama. Shut it down. I love guests and stuff, but quite frankly, our ratings are higher when we don't have guests. And I like guests, and I don't just do things for ratings, though the show has extremely high ratings everywhere it's put on. Everybody knows that. But a lot of times we should take a break from the guests, man, because, you know, it just becomes a big, giant... I got out of junior high in junior high, and I wanted out of junior high, and I wanted out of high school when I was in high school. And I just, it's just not the waters in which I swim. In fact, we're gonna cancel all the guests today because it turned into a fiasco. And I want to get the producers in here and get to work on real stuff here. I got a lot of clips. I want to take your calls. I want to get into serious issues. I want to fight the New World Order. we have collectively with our callers and the knowledge and all this, the most important stuff that needs to be covered and will be covered here today. So, executive decision on that. I am cleaning the slate here. And by the way, a lot of times I cancel all the guests when I want to take calls and cover news. So, canceling the guest, hell, I'm tempted to come in here tomorrow and do a special 4-hour broadcast or something just to take calls, like I've been doing quite a bit. I should also add we're going to have a demonstration at the Texas Capitol. I will be there. And Owen Schroyer is the one putting that on. And everybody needs to come out to it. Not just about, hey, the stay-at-home order. People need to stop following this garbage, in my view. It's unconstitutional. Judges have ruled it's unconstitutional, federal and state. But I don't need them telling me that. I didn't even know about, the fact that a week ago that the Supreme Court of Texas ruled that you can't take somebody's kids if they're out in public and refuse to wear a mask or they work around people with COVID-19. Those folks are trying to take people's kids. CPS is. Other parents are trying to do it. And I was already planning to go to that demonstration, but as soon as I learned the Supreme Court was on my side, then I still went. And then my ex-wife filed a deal to try to take the kids, and the judge struck it down. Because I follow the law when it's constitutional and reasonable. And most of the time, the courts, at least in Texas and other red states, catch up with what's right by the time I'm getting ready to violate the law. Because I was going out there to violate the law Sunday because, they had a law that black people weren't human beings and couldn't vote and couldn't have a gun. I piss on your law. And they got a law you can kill babies. Well, I say that's wrong. And you got a law that I got to go starve to death in my house and watch the whole economy shut down and watch hundreds of millions of people starve to death, piss up a rope. But I kept waiting to go on, going, come on, we need to get the law changed or have a ruling because I didn't want to tell listeners to go out and violate the law. I didn't want to see you getting arrested. It's a decision you got to make. But that's what things have come down to here. And I talked to my lawyers, my family lawyers about it, and they said, look, as sure as the sun came up, the minute you go out in that crowd, your ex-wife's going to file to take your kids. And that was like last Monday, and by Friday, the lawyer calls up. He goes, did you know the Supreme Court just ruled a few days ago, Texas Supreme Court, that you can do this and that they can't take your kids? So, be careful and take your think. But that's the discussions that are having to go on around here. And, folks, you're having to have those discussions as well with your family. But I can tell you, we're going to lose everything if we don't stand up right now. This damn virus could be killing 2% of the public. It's not even killing 0.1%. And I would say we've got to stand up because civilization's very tenuous and it's breaking down irrevocably right now. It may be too late to avoid a gigantic, deep, prolonged depression. An extra 20 million people on top of the 10 million already starving to death are dying right now. These are real people. These are little kids with ribs sticking out on them, okay? And my God, the liberals are always like, oh, let's go take abandoned dogs and cats and let's take them in and take care of them. Okay, great. How about we take care of some people? Because you write off all those people, you've just written yourself and everything else off. It's just that simple. I've had the globalists tell me that if I don't leave Bill Gates and the globalists and the world order alone, they're going to put me in prison or kill me. And I had to tell them, go to hell because it's my integrity. And when folks tell me, hey, I'm not going to come on your show if you have that guy on, well, I have my integrity. That person's not going to be on my show. And that's just another example of how this world's become leaderless. And, well, I'm going to be a leader. And you need to be a leader, too. Leadership is doing what you know is right, regardless of the consequences.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting worldwide. Hi, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to make a very important announcement here. I think this is the time to do it. I've been pondering doing this for many, many years at different junctures that I knew that myself, the country, the world was at a particularly dangerous point. But I've really held back doing it. But now, in the next few days, I'm going to come into the studio. Or I might just do it live. This is just really kind of a precursor right now. And record my last broadcast. Or if I die broadcast. Because I hope to be here in 5, 10, 20 years. I hope to turn this around. But the climate we're in, what's happening in the world, how the globalists are now moving at lightning speed at every level, now is the time to record the final broadcast, a broadcast that would go out after I've been killed or silenced, and to just really make the most important statements that need to be made in a concise, cogent way. And, you know, giving a speech like that is a hard one to give, because it's not scary to give that speech. It's that you really want to make it the most important speech of your life, don't you? Your last speech, your last words. And America's facing its last days, and you're facing the last of your freedom. I mean, we're really going into the inferno now. So let me just have this little short precursor to my final broadcast, which, again, I hope will not be my final broadcast, but will be one that I will air as if it was my final broadcast, so it's on record. In case they shut us down, it at least is out there in some form, though they are good at removing things now with their AI system and all their little dutiful human helpers. But it's with a real sense of urgency and sadness, but also of accomplishment and satisfaction, that I have come much further than I ever thought I would, and I didn't ever expect to be in this leadership position. I was trying to warn everybody, believing there were men better than I and women better than I who would take on the leadership that would want to stop a worldwide government extermination program that makes the Nazis look tame. And there's been some resistance. There are some people in the government and systems that aren't for it. But the death cult is too well dug in and too well entrenched. And they're going to accomplish their first few rounds. I've done a lot of analysis on it and a lot of research. We've heard them so bad that even with AI censoring all future text through the spoken word and through the oral traditions, the truth is getting out. And when they kill almost everybody, there will be a large human resistance of hundreds of millions that will take them out. Humans can do anything when we're enraged and motivated. And that's really what matters now, doesn't it? And the good thing is we weren't hit flat-footed. And we're going to get these people in the end. I won't be here. Most of us won't be here. But I'll assure you, the New World Order is not going to get immortality. They're not going to merge with machines. And they sure as hell are going to pay for what they've done. Dumbing us down, turning us against each other, promoting racism in the name of fighting it, promoting their damn Satanism and their pedophilic crap everywhere. And I can feel God's pure rage. So shining through my body, it's distorted, and it has some evil in it, but that's only my flesh. I can feel God's pure enlightenment and pure rage at what's going on here, and I can assure the New World Order, the Hillary Clintons, the Bill Gateses of the world, the Rothschilds, all of these New World Order people, that you are going to be destroyed. And your seed will not go forward, and you will be broken. And you will be imprisoned with yourselves forever. So hope you enjoy it. And that's really what matters. You know, I'm mad at myself that I've not done the best job some of the times I could. But you know what? That's when I stumbled. My spirit was always strong, and I've always done things because I knew it was the right thing to do. And I can see our work together, everything you've done as listeners, as viewers, promoting the truth, being attacked for it, pushing out our articles and videos, even though they're imperfect and embarrassing in ways, but it's human, it's real, and it's uncoordinated because it is coordinated. It is absolutely real, authentic, and the enemy knows that, and they just don't know what to do about it. And so humanity's beautiful, and I believe in you, and we're going to make it through this together, but it's going to be rough, folks, and I, for the first time in my life, began to feel guilt having children yesterday. I've always known that you have to have children to bet on the universe and to get closer to God and to not be selfish and to mature and to really become your ancestors and their projection into the future, their will for us to survive and share our time together and share our humanity. And it's that human experience that's so beautiful. It is the journey that's the destination. And anyone that tells you that you're not essential, anyone that tells you you're ugly or you're bad because of where you're from or what color you are or any of that, is evil. and the people that remind you of those divisions constantly in the name of fighting them are actually the real racists that want to kill you and your family. And let me just tell people of color something. The Democratic Party is founded and is run to enslave and kill you. The Republicans are just establishment blue blood dorks and don't know what's going on, most of them. And you have to understand the eugenicists, they don't want to just get rid of what they call the third world populations. They want to get rid of everybody because these people hate themselves. They have bought into such selfishness and they've inbred in just such disgusting ways. And you can inbreed black people, you can inbreed white people, you can inbreed anybody, and you get monsters, folks. You get selfish psychotics. Because you're not supposed to have sex with your brothers and sisters. You're not supposed to have kids with them. And these people are mentally ill, okay? And they're dangerous, and they're bad. And we've got to fight them. And I just don't want folks, when you see me drugs of the mud and attack, it's not about Alex Jones. They do that because they see InfoWars as last man standing, as what they fear, males standing up strong and saying no and not being afraid and rallying fellow humans, and then women getting involved and waking up and waking others up there. They're worried about humans coming together. And so the reason you need to know that I'm a winner and that you're a winner is that when they say they destroyed me, when they say they killed me or they put all these lies out, you have to understand that they did that because we were too strong. And you don't have to believe that I'm a loser. We're winners, folks. Obi-Wan Kenobi, to give you a cheesy analogy, was not the loser when Darth Vader cuts him down. He's the winner because he chose to do that so the young generation would get pissed off. Just like Colonel Travis at the Alamo knew he was going to die. But he really believed in Texas. He didn't like the tyranny of Santa Ana. He didn't like the fact they wouldn't let him be Christians. He didn't like the fact that they'd engaged in massacres. And he wanted to be like his grandparents and his father and others that had fought the British. And he'd heard those stories about guys fighting, 6-1, 10-1. And he aspired to that. And so he laid down his life with 180 plus other people so that other people would see an example, not a failure, but a victory. That's victory. Controlling yourself and fear until there's not even fear anymore, but absolute pleasure in the blessing of being persecuted and being destroyed for the right thing and standing against the lies and knowing you're right and knowing you know God and knowing there's good and evil and choosing God and knowing God's real. I'm not scared that world government's here and Satanism is out in the open because world government and microchips because it's true. And I've had spiritual experiences. I know the spirit world's real. I know God's real. But to see it manifest in the third dimension is something to rejoice about because the evil was already hidden. It's coming out in the open because humanity is about to take a giant leap past the stars. And it can't stand that we're better than it. It can't stand that we're more advanced than it. It can't stand that we're so amazing and are made in the image of the Creator. And so it is a extreme honor to stand against the New World Order. Not persecution, not a failure, not any of that. In such a short life, to stand up for what's right, that's what everything is about. And I know I'm stating things that are obvious to everybody, but we have to turn loose of any fear or even any guilt. Because I'm like, man, if I keep pushing this hard, I won't be here for my children. And God's like, I'll be there. And see, that's the secret. Our ancestors made such sacrifices for the promise that their progeny would be given providence. But providence is like a torch or a baton that has to be passed forward. And we have to pay in blood. And I will. And I know you will as well. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.